Hello and welcome again. This is another blog post that will be placed on the NASCA Together We Can Heal blog post, June 2019. Hello and welcome again. This is Pastor Deborah of Agape Love, Love is Here, with another blog to help continue revealing the concept of spiritual care and the rediscovery of the spirit, the real person, and its need for healing, restoration, and recovery, just as much as the soul and the physical body need. Pastor Deborah can be reached at www.agapelovishere.org or by email at Pastor Deborah, all low caps, at agapelovishere.org, or on Twitter at Pastor Deborah at Agape Love, or on YouTube at the Hidden Kingdoms channel, as well as on several podcast platforms. It is hoped that this blog will continue to unveil to you the concept of spiritual care and its need for inclusion into the total team of those who seek to bring about the healing, restoration, and recovery of those who have had a trauma of any kind of abuse in childhood. Childhood abuse is the most violent and damaging to a spirit, soul, and physical body. The scars and memories remain hidden behind locked doors, and the heart creates others to live life in the three-part system and fight back against the emergence of the memories of pain, fear, anger, abandonment, rejection by those who were to be the anchor of the spirit, soul, and physical body, and thus building a solid foundation that would endure the storms of life and its many issues. When the spirit, soul, and physical body are not anchored in safety, in love, in acceptance, in being valued as a human, then the spirit and soul are severely abused and damaged and will need deep healing, restoration, and recovery. Allow this blog to speak words of spirit and agape love to your heart and soul. Rediscovery of the spirit, the real you. What is the spirit? Is it a living creature? A living being? Is it real? What is its purpose in a human, in me, in others? Do animals have one? What is the spirit supposed to do in the soul and physical body? Does it have a body? Does it wear clothes? Does it sing and write? Does it talk, see, hear, walk, think, have feelings? Does it sleep? Does it eat and drink? Does every human have one? Do babies in the womb have one? What kind of food does it eat? How does it grow? Does it go to school? It gets sick, right? Hurt? Abused? Does it ever die? What kind of world realm does it live in? Does it live in a house or a city? Are all spiritual beings the same? My goodness, such really good questions everyone is asking. Yes, there are answers to all these questions. First, to have the correct understanding, one must have the correct knowledge of what the spirit is. One's concepts, ideas, and perceptions of what the spirit is, its nature, its character, and components, and how childhood abuse affects the spirit is vital. And then, how true spiritual care can bring healing, restoration, and recovery to the spirit are necessary to have. And to be believing in and applying this knowledge and its understanding to the spirit and to the effects of childhood abuse. Then learning why the spirit has been affected by the childhood abuse and needs to be spiritually healed, restored, and recovered. So what is the original concept of even the word spirit? Webster's dictionary defines the word spirit as breath, an animating or vital principle held to give life to physical organisms, a supernatural being or essence. Four, can be an evil being that is bodiless but can become visible, a ghost, an evil being that enters and possesses a human being, an immaterial, intelligent, or sentient part of a person. Seven, the acting or essential principle influencing a person. Eight, the part of a person who communes with, interacts with, a higher power, a God, and other spiritual beings of this realm. To help one see a better picture of what a spirit is, where it is located, and a beginning of its function, some people have used the idea of an electric light bulb. This illustration is an example that will help one to see a simple picture of a human and its three-part or tri-part system. Within the electric light bulb, there are several components: electricity, light, wire. The example of an electric light bulb for an illustration of the three-part being is the spirit is sort of like the electricity. The light that is seen is representative of the soul, and the wire that shines out the light from the electricity, the spirit, is sort of the role of the physical body. The cause of the light, that which represents the soul, comes through the wire, is the electricity, the spirit. So the spirit, the electricity, acts upon the soul, the light of the electricity. And the soul, the light, in turn expresses itself through the body, the wire. This may be helpful to you, but there are other illustrations that can also be helpful in understanding this hidden part of each of us, and then believing that we have one, a spirit, and that it too has been affected severely by one's childhood abuse and trauma of any kind, just as the soul and the physical body have been. Here are a few more bits of knowledge that may help you to rediscover the spirit inside of yourself and others. 1. Our physical body is the part of us that is the conscious, that is conscious of the earthly, carnal, seen world. A human uses their 5 biological senses of the biological brain and the senses of the physical body to learn about, study, get to know, find our way, to be safe from enemies, to develop our emotions. One uses the eyes for vision, the nose for smelling, the eyes for sight, the ears for hearing, and the entire body for touch. The physical body is made up of material of the earth, dirt itself, and earthly minerals and water, so that to keep it healthy and strong, it must eat of the things of the earthly physical world. At the end of life, this part of a human returns back to the dirt of the earth from which it was made from, just as all earthly life forms do. 2. Our soul, as represented by the light of the electric light bulb, gives us our self-consciousness, complete with 2 different consciousnesses. The first level of one's awareness, or mind, and then the deep subconscious mind of the heart, the hidden man, where the real self is located. It can be more understood when one looks at light. Light seems to be just one color on one spectrum, but in reality, it is made up of many levels of the light, visible and invisible. When light rays go through a prism, out the other side is a rainbow of colors. They were always in the light, but not able to be seen until the light was shined through a glass prism. We see this in the sky when sunlight shines through the clouds of water droplets, and we see a rainbow of colors. Our soul is like that one, but with many shades and colors. In the soul, this part of a human has a very complex system of self. This component consists of 2 levels of operation and function. Both levels consist of learning abilities, memory, values, concepts, ideas, thoughts that are shaped and conformed by the many things, such as feelings about oneself, events that occur, the culture one lives in, the race, gender, religion, family life, education, nutrition, and by its 5 senses. This area of a human, its self-consciousness, is also developed and formed by illnesses, sicknesses, disabilities, genetics, abuse and trauma, and its many different lusts of the hidden man, such as the lust of the flesh, the lust of its eyes, and its pride it has in itself, and its beauty and knowledge. 3. The electricity. The spirit is the deeply hidden part of a human, and is where one contacts, communicates with, interacts with a higher power, or other spiritual beings of that realm, that also reside in the realm where this part of a human resides, the realm of the spirit. This part of a human is the part that can speak to, that listens to, that hears, that sees, that smells the things of the spirit realm. This one has a full spiritual body with all the components as a physical body does. It will take on the look of the physical body in the womb. As the physical body grows, which is the earthly covering, clothes, tent, house, made for the spiritual body. This part of a human is the one that gives us a higher power, spiritual, God consciousness, as well as awareness of the spiritual realm, all that live and are a part of it, even the evil ones. This is the part of a human, the electricity, the area which a higher power desires to dwell in and contacts and interacts with. So it is hoped that this elementary knowledge of oneself begins a journey into rediscovery of oneself as a spirit, and that it too is important to a human, and it too has been affected by childhood abuse and trauma, and needs to be healed, restored, and recovered. So until the next blog, ponder, think, discuss, and research for yourself these concepts, that part of you called the spirit, and the part of you that has been created, living around of the spirit and is eternal. Love always and forever, Pastor Deborah.